Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. So just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And a happy Thursday to you, everybody. We come to you live for the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. O'Reilly, better parts, better prices every day. Hit us up at 855-212-4CBS on the phones. 855-212-4227 on Twitter. DA on CBS. And remember, on YouTube, this is very cool. YouTube has all of our clips of the DA show every single day. So kind of think of it as Cliff Notes for the mothership. On YouTube at CBS Sports Radio's channel, you've got the best of the show in short, digestible clips every single day.
I saw like different emotions from people on YouTube and stuff.
855-212-4 CBS on Twitter, DA on CBS, and watch us at watchda.com. Joe tweets, DA, as much as your dystopian vision of future attendance scares me, you're not wrong. The in-game experience has to improve. Let me just say, Joe, tremendous use of dystopian there. Care to wager a guess on how to spell dystopian, Mraz?
Okay. Mm-hmm. D-I-S-T-O-P-I-A-N.
Not bad.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
D-Y-S, not D-I-S.
You set me up to fail from the beginning. You knew I would go D-I-S.
I didn't think you'd get the rest of it right either, so you actually did better than I thought.
Now, what does dystopian mean?
It's like a really dark, twisted, pessimistic view of what could happen. Or
so like ominous?
Slightly.
Now let me ask you something.
Yeah.
With all these big words that exist, like a dystopian,
yeah,
could we just cut to the chase and give us like a regular word? Why are we trying to be outsmarting everybody?
Well, sometimes one word that's like a high-end word like dystopian actually is much more effective because it describes something in one word that it would take three or four other words to describe.
It's like the people who go with the word, I'm feeling very lethargic. You're tired. Shut up and stop using the word lethargic.
Okay. All right.
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself.
Anyway, every time I go to a game, I totally agree the in-game experience has to improve, specifically at football games, because there's so much dead time. At a baseball game, you're going, well, I can get up and go get a hot dog. I can go stuff my face doing something else. I can go to the souvenir shop. I can go to the beer garden. There's a lot of dead time, but that's what baseball is kind of built for. Basketball, they've gotten very good. The NBA specifically, your in-game entertainment is almost as important as the game itself. The dancers, the cheerleaders, the t-shirt gun, these dancers, the woman that balances the bowls on her head. There's always something going on. The mascots jumping around, dunk contests. They know that in basketball, they've got to sell every break, that the whole thing has to be some type of circus. Football still hasn't gotten that. Because football, like I said before, we were talking about the Chiefs story last hour, where the Chiefs are offering entrance into all 10 of their games for just $200. You can get into all 10 Chiefs games for $200 and sit in the upper deck, or maybe you have to walk around the upper deck or whatever. And more teams are going to start doing this just to get bodies in the stadium so that it's not empty. And football specifically, you go and it's like, I mean, at least some of these stadiums, at least MetLife here in New York, it's a joke. The in-game is a joke. And I'm not the type of guy that goes, oh, I need the woman with the dancing plates, you know, at halftime. But if you are going to leave the comfort of red zone and Wi-Fi and the highlights and the in-game analysis of all of the other games from Boomer and all those guys, the CBS and Barton, all that stuff, you can't then go to a stadium and feel like you are in the wilderness. Like, you will go to a Giants or a Jets game and feel like you are in the NFL wilderness going, what is happening? I got no Wi-Fi in the stadium. All right, it's being used up because we only got like two bars and everybody else is trying to do the same thing. I can't bring up any of the highlights that are going on. You've got a one little ribbon scoreboard that has the other scores from out of town. And then in commercial breaks, they show you one highlight from two quarters ago. It's like the third quarter, they show you the touchdown in the first from the Titans and Jags game. You're going, this is ridiculous. Ridiculous. And then there's just dead time. I mean, swaths of dead time where nothing's going on except a rotating jumbotron that has the Giants logo or the Jets logo on it. And give me something. So, yeah, the in-game has to get so much better. So much better. And they started flirting with this idea of having kind of like a control pad at every seat. I know they were doing this in Miami where you would go and you would have kind of like internet at your seat. But your phone acts as that. But you've got every single stadium needs to have the highest speed Wi-Fi possible. That's all anybody wants is to be on their phone to watch what they want to watch. And what they should have is they should have every in-stadium for a football, for every NFL game, should have the NFL app or the NFL game app or whatever, where it's only usable inside that stadium or around that stadium. And it should be interactive of every game in real time of what's going on around the country. What your ticket to an NFL game should give you is a ticket to everything that's happening around the country. So you're going to spend $85 for a ticket, $100 for a ticket, whatever that is. Good. That gets you a barcode or a user code into that app where you spin around and you watch in real time, live time, every other game that's happening. So a real red zone in your hand constantly, which also has other camera angles and other audio options and other analysis so that when you go to a game, it's not like you're a prisoner of that one game that might stink with a ton of dead time and no Wi-Fi. But it's amazing. You know, the NFL is so far behind on so many things because they just think their product sells itself. They're so arrogant about it. So Nick Young, a.k.a. Swaggy P, is he only known for being Iggy Azalea's ex? Are they still dating now? Do we know this?
Well, remember, he was the cause of he cheated on Iggy and D'Angelo Russell ratted him out and that caused that whole thing.
But he didn't do anything. D'Angelo Russell did. Well, he did the cheating, I guess.
He did the cheating. D'Angelo Russell was the rat and that kind of, you know, divided the Laker locker room.
Yeah. Well, Nick Young is known for being kind of like a moron. I mean, he's kind of an employable moron. So Swaggy P is the type of guy that shoots a three-pointer before it goes in, starts celebrating, and it rattles out. And that's actually the gif that Kevin Durant tweeted yesterday when Nick Young was signed to a one-year deal for the Golden State Warriors. Now, Nick Young had played in Los Angeles. He's a guy that's worth, you know what, 10 points a game maybe. He's going to certainly come off the bench in very limited role in Golden State, but the Warriors seem to find ways to utilize guys that are on the scrap heap anyway. Reed, JaVale McGee, and Nick Young might be that guy. Now, here's what's interesting, is that Nick Young is known as kind of an immature dude, and yet he's 32 years old. I mean, he's one breath away from not being in the NBA. Golden State seems to be the unstoppable force. You cannot topple them. You cannot beat them. You cannot defeat them. The entire NBA is going crazy trying to figure out how do we chase down the Warriors. And maybe Nick Young, Swaggy P, becomes our Trojan horse. Maybe he's on the inside and starts dividing the Warriors from the inside. Maybe it's going to take Nick Young and Iggy Azalea saga and his nonsense to start breaking apart and ripping apart the fabric of the tightest team in the NBA. Would that not be amazing if the Golden State Warriors couldn't be beaten by anybody except one of the Golden State Warriors? So forget trying to acquire talent. Forget the Gordon Hayward signing or what LeBron's going to end up doing this offseason or Paul George to Oklahoma City, or the Clippers allowing and trading Chris Paul to the Rockets. Forget the Spurs getting Kawhi Leonard healthy and back. Forget any of that. What needs to happen for the NBA to become interesting again is Nick Young needs to sink and submarine the Golden State Warriors. So here's crossing our fingers to Swaggy going to Golden State and maybe he records on his phone Klay Thompson admitting that he's cheating on his girlfriend, and then that forces Klay Thompson to want to sign somewhere else, and then that starts the domino effect. Maybe he can record on his phone Kevin Durant trashing OKC fans, and then that will make Kevin Durant a pariah, and then maybe he can't withstand the criticism, and then he goes into the tank. I mean, we need something diabolical from Swaggy P to help rip apart this potential dynasty.
I mean, Swaggy P's cousin is Kendrick Lamar, popular rapper. So maybe he spills some kind of inside stuff about the Warriors and their players that Kendrick Lamar then turns into a rap for the public to hear.
Yes!
Boom, Warriors are blown up.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So Swaggy P's cousins with Kendrick Lamar, but he was dating Iggy Azalea.
Dating Iggy Azalea, and then when he was engaged to Iggy Azalea.
Oh.
The engagement broke off, and then after the engagement broke off, we found out that Swaggy P's ex-girlfriend, who we previously had a son with, was pregnant with his son that apparently was conceived while he was with Iggy Azalea.
Oh, my.
So Swaggy's all over the place.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my.
Swagalicious.
Holy moly. Okay, yes. So all of this, we throw into a blender. We throw into this kind of like perfect, harmonious locker room that the Warriors, this culture they've developed. Steve Kerr has everybody loving one another. They even embrace Draymond Green. They bring in JaVale McGee, problem child extraordinaire. Even he fits into the system. Everybody loves one another. And now we throw Swaggy P in there, and hopefully that is the stink bomb. When I was in eighth grade, ninth grade, or something like that, my friends bought stink bombs. And we thought stink bombs were the funniest thing ever, just the greatest thing ever. Crack them open in the freshman hallway, and everybody thinks somebody farted. And it's just the best thing ever. Oh, my God, it smells so bad. It's disgusting. So then we did it in the discount movie theater. And we loved it. Everybody, oh, my God, that's so disgusting. Hopefully, Swaggy P is the stink bomb, the rotten egg stink bomb from the Magic Store inside the Warriors discount movie theater.
That would be really amazing and unbelievable, and that's our only hope, right? Because if people are going to take discounts to play for the Warriors, you need to infect them with cancer.
That's right. If Kevin Durant's going to take a discount to stay there, and they're going to be able to keep everybody intact and just stack championships, save us, Swaggy P. You're our only hope. Save us, Swaggy P. You're our only hope. Our Trojan horse riding on in. The swag man. When we come back here on the show, one NFL analyst suggests that the Las Vegas Raiders will become the go-to SoCal NFL team, more so than the Rams and more so than the Chargers. Real or no? We'll get to that next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Muffins, mornings, mothership.
I'm happy for you and Merez, and I hope success keeps coming as it did on the DA show. You've come a long way since the overnight DA.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Remember, the DA show has a digital broadcast that you can watch every day. Kill time at work, kill time at school, kill time at work, kill time at school, kill time anywhere by watching the show at watchda.com. What's fun about the new broadcast as well, or the digital broadcast that we've been using since we moved into this time slot a couple of months ago, is that we just got a new toy. We've got the in-studio, in-control room camera set up today for the first time that's trained on Meraz and the chair of the Wheels of Steel, normally Pete the Body Bilotti. The Body is out today working another shift. So our friend from the overnights, Billy Jackalone, is on the wheels of steel. And so now you've got a beautiful, clear camera shot right directly into the control room. And this opens up a whole new can of worms for you, Mraz, because now every day what you eat, what you wear, how you look is squarely in the spotlight for all to see.
Very documented. And I came in looking like an old fat Jimmy Buffett today for the first day. So
yeah.
I'm sure I'm only going to trend downward from here.
Yeah. But I have said, you know, this could open up also some new avenues for you. I know you have some stuff that you're too embarrassed to wear because it's not professional. But now you kind of have a roundabout excuse to wear dopey stuff, because it's going to be on camera and people will be looking for it.
That's a good point. We could also start playing spot that stain, you know?
Spot that stain?
What kind of condiment has stained my shirts of days past?
You know, before when we were doing this, the shot of Mraz was cut through the glass that I'm looking at in the control room, or between the studio and the control room. Now it's just directly right at Mraz. And it's also going to be great because I think we're going to be doing this. We're going to be using this during commercial breaks as well. So it's just kind of like a live look-in of the control room during commercial breaks. And I have seen what you eat during commercial breaks, especially in the morning. It can be like a wolf devouring like a little chicken.
I mean, that's quite the image, but I consider myself to have like kind of like a pig snout.
Uh-huh.
I could just sniff around and stuff up anything through my nose and face.
Root it out. But you have had days where you ate multiple donuts, multiple slices of cheesecake, multiple hot dogs before 9 a.m. I mean, you have eaten some aggressive foods for breakfast.
Very aggressive. The Fudgy the Whale cake was probably the most aggressive.
Yes.
I did have 2 pieces of Junior's cheesecake a week or 2 weeks ago for breakfast. I think I'm about to have a little baked ziti for breakfast in a little bit here.
Okay. And what was the Bobby V food?
Oh, those were ribs. Those didn't sit well, though.
Yeah, but you did eat those for breakfast.
I did eat those. Yeah, I think anything goes for breakfast around here. So I guess we could start and basically just get a face full of barbecue sauce every morning.
Yeah.
Our boss brought in some like chocolate chip cookie ring. I just had that for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Chocolate all over my face. Yeah, so stains on my face, stains on my shirts, everything is possible.
It's all in play. So make sure you watch at watchda.com and you can check out that new camera set inside the control room. So you may know the name Chuck Todd if you're a political junkie. You definitely know Chuck Todd. Chuck Todd hosts Meet the Press at NBC. That's part of NBC News, part of their election coverage. And Chuck Todd, who's a big football fan, big Packers fan, guest wrote, Monday Morning Quarterback this week, which is usually the kingdom of Peter King. And here's Chuck Todd's analysis of the Las Vegas Raiders. Quote, neither the Rams nor the Chargers will ever be LA's team now that the Raiders are going to Vegas. Raiders home games are going to become an event for the LA celebrity class, especially if Derek Carr and company end up being as good as they are projected to be. And that's going to translate into making the Raiders Southern California's it team, not the Rams, not the Chargers. Someday the NFL will regret not stepping in to save the Chargers in San Diego. They could have helped finance a stadium. They did not need another taxpayer-funded boondoggle. They could have done this themselves and made a great fan base even more attached to the Chargers. The Rams on their own will still struggle to compete for LA's attention, but it will be even harder to reestablish their roots while competing against the Chargers and the Vegas Raiders. This is an interesting theory. The idea that even though Los Angeles, which had gone 20 years without a football team, could now have two in the city, may end up becoming a Raider town because the Raiders moved to Las Vegas. My thought is this. Los Angeles will become the town of the best team. Whatever that team is, that's where Los Angeles will go. Angelinos are not going to sit by and watch crappy football because they didn't care when they didn't have football. They will only go watch the good football, the team that it's cool to be a fan of. And that may be the Raiders. The Raiders have the brightest future, obviously the brightest present out of those three teams. And if the Oakland Raiders, now Las Vegas Raiders, in 4 years are a team that's going to the AFC Championship game in a brand new, really badass stadium in Las Vegas, then yeah, for SoCal fans, if they just have to drive 4 hours to go to Vegas for a weekend, take in a Raider game and come back, yeah, that could be their team. Here's the problem. In Los Angeles now, you might not be able to watch the Raiders because it's going to be the Rams and Chargers on every single Sunday. That could be the issue. In which case, obviously, there's DirecTV, there's the Sunday package, there's Red Zone, there's going to sports bars. But here's where the NFL messed up. When they shoehorn two teams into Los Angeles, they are forcing those in Los Angeles to pick one of those two teams, and maybe those two teams stink. The Chargers specifically, and here's where I agree with Chuck Todd, was a mistake from the get-go to allow to go to Los Angeles. The NFL should have bridged the gap between the funding that the Chargers could come up with in the city of San Diego and what they needed to build it, and should have stepped in and done it. And I realize the NFL doesn't want to play favorites, but it would have been healthier for the league to have one team in Los Angeles, one team in San Diego, one team in Las Vegas. It would have been healthiest to keep the Raiders in Oakland and do the same thing for Oakland Raiders fans, because what it's saying is, because you've been a fan of ours for so long, you matter. We don't want to just jump to the pretty new girl. We will do what's right by the old girlfriend or the old wife. And that would have done so much for the league's brand, for the league's trustworthiness, for the league in being a loyal kind of keeper of the flame. But instead, the NFL didn't want to do it because they didn't want to pay the money, because they said we get a better deal elsewhere. We get a better deal in Las Vegas. And for the Chargers, why build a new stadium when we've already got a stadium being built in Los Angeles? Not by taxpayer money, but because Stan Kroenke wants to build a stadium. So you guys just share it. It will end up being a terrible decision by the NFL because the Chargers will be completely lost in Los Angeles. They'll be lost unless they become the it team because they win Super Bowls. But I don't see that happening. They'll be completely lost. You have now disenfranchised part of your fan base in San Diego that will now not travel up to Los Angeles to see you. You are competing with potentially the much more glitzy, glamorous Raiders if they get good, and they are good, that'll play in Las Vegas, and the Rams, who have roots in Los Angeles and will be the first team in. Bad. Such a bad decision. The Chargers to Los Angeles will always be the dumbest decision the NFL could have made. If the NFL steps in and says, you know what, San Diego, you guys deserve the Chargers. You've been great. A city, you know, that supports the Chargers since 1961. You guys deserve a new stadium. We'll step in. We'll make the difference. We want to reward you for being fans of the Chargers. We'll build you a new stadium. And you guys get to kind of keep the Chargers and have a reward for having been a good football city. It would have won them so many points and would have stopped this kind of ridiculous migration to a place where the Chargers are definitely second fiddle. I mean, or third fiddle. You think about it. A backup tight end for the Chargers is shown at a Jumbotron at Staples Center and gets booed. I mean, this is not exactly where you want your brand to be in your new city. When we come back here on the show, a little sound check, your best audio of the day, including another John Sterling new home run call.
And you know, Susan, J-Man Choi at the plate.
Are we going Brad Heller, dessert coordinator, J-Man, no, G-Man or G-Mon Choi?
G-Mon.
Hey, Mon. It's G-Mon Choi, Mon.
Oh, that's like, it's a classic call. We played it here in New York. It's classic.
It's G-Mon.
G-Mon.
Okay. Like Cool Runnings, Mon.
Yeah.
Jamaican bobsled team.
Only he's not Jamaican.
Hey, when do we have the food coming in here, Mares?
Some food was just delivered. There was a little bit of a snafu that I'm going to take care of in this break.
Are you going to take care of it?
Meraz is doing about 12 things at once. I give him credit right now.
I'm a great producer. I think that's really what it comes down to.
12 things, all of them about food, or is it about the show as well?
Well, food included. That's why I, you know.
Food's the 12th. 11 things to do with the show.
I see.
I'm the backbone of CBS Sports.
His modesty is just his best quality.
Yeah,
clearly.
There's no question.
My goodness.
When we come back, sound check and Peyton Manning in a little hot water. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Sports talk was meant to be on an imaginary spaceship.
What language is that? I had no idea what that guy was talking about.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Summer heat can cause your battery flues to evaporate. Get your battery tested for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, the professional parts people will help you find the battery you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Great job by Andrew Kaplan, our digital broadcast producer today at watchda.com. Rolling some favorite episodes of Nomad during commercial break, including the one where Meraz eats the cheese ball at the Italian feast. What do we call that?
It was the wasn't it the fried prosciutto?
There was a name for it though.
Right, it was prosciutto and mozzarella melted in a stick or something like that, or provolone. Now I'm forgetting the name.
But it was fried, deep fried in tempura batter, and then dipped in the marinara sauce.
Yeah, what was the name of that? Just a gooey bowl of goodness.
Yeah, it was delicious, man.
I was that almost a year ago, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, time flies when you're doing Nomad.
Storyboard that second season yet, or what?
We're starting to work on that. You can always hit us up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Kane tweets, DA, the NFL product is selling itself through fantasy and other gambling. Fantasy, gambling, undoubtedly a huge part of selling the NFL and bringing an audience to the NFL that is locked in to the games, locked into all of the games, locked into all of the action. Completely agree, and the NFL knows this, that gambling has a huge part of its interest. It is a backbone, even for those of us that don't gamble. It is a huge part of the interest and the growth of the NFL is gambling. Because look, when you look at a line and it says Dodgers plus 150, you're like, I don't know. What does that mean again? Okay, maybe, but it's one baseball game. The NFL, people spend the entire week breaking down lines. The Patriots minus 7. The Bears plus 3.5 all week. And they know this. And that's why injury reports in the NFL are so much more meticulous than any other sport. It's for no other reason than gambling. But what I'm saying is the NFL doesn't do the job it needs to do. It's not meticulous in its in-game presentation. It thinks once you're at the stadium, you'll be at the stadium and you'll be fine because you're at the stadium. We've already gotten your money. What the NFL needs to realize is if you don't sell that in-game experience about 100 times better than it is right now, people are going to stop going to football games. And games in general, because technology's better, TVs are better. We want more access to more things. And when you go to a football stadium, there's just less of that for everyone. It's amazing. I mean, look, part of me loves the old school vibe of old school ballparks. I mean, Wrigley and Fenway are two of my favorite places in the world to go to. But when the Chiefs, with a ridiculously loyal, passionate fan base, are offering a ticket that's $200 to get you into all 10 football games, that's unheard of. $20 to go to every Chiefs game. $20 a game to go to every Chiefs game. It's telling you they need to come up with creative ways to get people inside 76,000-seat stadium. Why? Because a lot of Chiefs fans, despite a team that had a bye in the AFC playoffs last year, people are going, I could watch at home on my 50-inch HD TV. and I'm not going to get pillaged for every beer, and I can just kind of watch my fantasy team and watch my second screen and watch Red Zone and watch an HD. And why would I want to go to 10 of those games? I'd go to 2 of those games, but I wouldn't go to 10 of those games. And that's the reality that the NFL specifically faces. 25 years from now, it'll seem insane that we would ever get 80,000 people regularly to football games. Stadiums will decrease in size. I guarantee you that. Let's bring you your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
At 20 years old, what would you do with $100 million? Connor McDavid, quickly becoming one of the best players, if not the best player in all of hockey, just got an 8-year, $100 million contract extension.
So excited to be able to wear the Oilers jersey for the next 9 years of my life and play with some of the greatest guys that I know. And I can't wait to get back at it. Lastly, to the fans, being here for the next 9 years is something that was important to me. I wanted to show my commitment to the Oilers organization, the fans, the city.
It's just about time that Canada gets a break here in hockey. And I'm serious about this. Because since the last Stanley Cup in Canada, which was the 93 Montreal Canadiens, think of all that has happened. And all of the breaks have gone the U.S.'s way. You've had crazy, out of nowhere, one-year fly-by-night cups that were won in Sunbelt cities and new relocated cities. You've had potential dynasty startup or long successful runs of teams that left Canada to go to the U.S. Sidney Crosby, the next Wayne Gretzky, ended up in Pittsburgh to win 3 cups. You had the Nordiques become the Avalanche and win multiple cups. You've had the Chicago Blackhawks take a great Canadian player and multiple Canadian players and become a mini dynasty. You had the LA Kings become a mini dynasty. All of this success has just randomly happened to happen below the north-south line of Canada. And it's about time that they had a team that became a mini dynasty or had the best player in the game be on a Canadian team, because they haven't had a freaking cup in 25 years in the place they gave us hockey. So I think it's awesome that the Oilers have Connor McDavid and have all of these great young pieces and look like they're on the come. I love that the Toronto Maple Leafs look like they're a great young team as well, because hockey's better when there's a great Canadian team in the mix. 7-game series doesn't go the Ottawa Senators' way a couple of years ago in the Cup. 7-game series doesn't go the Vancouver Canucks' way the year that the Bruins won the Stanley Cup. They've been like on the precipice of a cup a couple of times, and they just haven't been able to break through. Robert Kraft speaking last week in France, trying to explain how, as we're talking about, millennials get their NFL fix.
The thing that we have to be careful of is that millennials, they don't watch TV. They don't have TVs. They don't subscribe to cable. And we have to bring that audience in. Now, part of it is done through what we call this fantasy game, right, where they play that. So linking that and OTT, we think, is a great opportunity.
Okay, so because he's in France, I guess he's expecting most of the audience not to know what fantasy football is, I suppose?
We can only hope. We can only hope that was his angle.
That he doesn't actually not know what fantasy football
Whatever
is.
Whatever this is, the fantasy game they play.
Right. Okay, so because he's in France, we will assume that he is doing this because he assumes that everybody in France doesn't know what fantasy football is. I wonder if there is the equivalent in France for fantasy sports. Like, do they play fantasy soccer.
Fantasy basketball in their French league.
Fantasy basketball.
I bet you they do.
I would think so. This can't be just a U.S. thing.
It's all over that new internet thing they have.
That whole new internet. Yeah, okay, so this is a good question. If you have lived across seas, if you have lived overseas in a different country, or if you have family or friends that live overseas, do they have a fantasy sports equivalent? Like, in England, is there a fantasy soccer league for the English Premier League? I would imagine there is.
Isn't there a... Don't we play fantasy England soccer here?
Yeah, we can be in a fantasy EPL
league. So I'm sure they do it over there.
You gotta think. That's not just an American thing. I wouldn't imagine.
We probably sound so stupid right now. There has to be.
There has to be, but I mean, I don't know it. There has to be, you would think, but Robert Kraft doesn't know, clearly.
He may not even know what's going on over here.
And finally, John Sterling with the first home run call of G-Man Choi's home run yesterday at Yankee Stadium.
1-0, runner goes, pitches, swung on, there goes the deep right field. It is high, it is far, it is gone. What a way to break into the Yankees. A long two-run home run. G-Man is a He-Man.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, Choi.
Oh.
A two-run blast. Oh. And the Yankees now trail 5-4.
Oh, it's so bad. Oh, that's so bad. All right, so here's what's amazing about John Sterling, longtime voice of the Yankees. A couple of nuggets here. Number one, he writes and scripts his home run calls before a guy has ever hit a home run.
30 days has September. That's what I have to do, April, June, and November.
So when G-Man Choi is called up, I mean, he could be called up for 15 minutes. That could be his only game with the Yankees. They've just had a ton of problems at first base, a lot of injuries. He gets called up. John Sterling, before the guy's ever hit a home run, scripts a home run call that rhymes.
It was a play.
Okay, so think about that. Like, most guys have a signature home run call if, you know, they've hit a lot of home runs. If this is a guy that keeps hitting home runs, you're like, oh, maybe we should have a home run call for this guy. But John Sterling makes up a home run before the guy's ever hit a home run. And that's the first part of this. The second part is John Sterling was born on the 4th of July. This guy is the voice of the Yankees, and his birthday is Independence Day.
So they play in cold weather at times.
Mm-hmm.
He is the most amazing Yankee Doodle Dandy of all time. I mean, doesn't it feel like he should be narrating signing the Declaration of Independence? Doesn't it sound like he should be narrating the War of 1812? I mean, he is just the most iconic, kind of ridiculous American voice. He's the voice of the Yankees and born on the 4th of July.
Well, it'll be a two.
And kind of out to lunch, kind of doesn't know what's going on anymore, can't really see very well. And he's making up home run calls for Heapsop Choi. No, KJ Choi. No, wait a second.
G-Mon Choi.
And I'm pretty sure pronounced G-Mon, not G-Man. And so you're a He-Man doesn't work if you're G-Mon Choi. G-Mon, you're a He-Mon.
I mean, we just told you, somebody in his ear said, no, it's G-Mon. John goes, I'm going to do what I want here. It's G-Man.
And then, oh boy, oh Choi.
Double dipping all the time on these calls now.
Like I've always said, get one in or out, okay? What's the Brett Gardner one? I hate this one.
Gardner plants one into the right field seats.
Fine.
Bang.
Which I can live with.
Pause 10 seconds. Guardy goes yardy.
Yeah. It was a play.
No, you can't have both of those. No, you cannot monopolize two home run puns or rhymes on one home run. So he's got to go, G-Man, you're a He-Man, or oh boy, oh Choi. Both of which are terrible. But
that's what I have to do, April, June, and November. So
you got to rework that, John. And that is your sound check. Okay, can we have, I just want G-Man Choi's home run one more time before we get out of here for break, because I need to really absorb this from Sterling.
1-0, runner goes, pitches, swung on, there goes the deep right field, it is high, it is far, it is gone. What a way to break into the Yankees. A long two-run home run. G-Man is a He-Man. Oh, boy. Oh, joy.
Oh.
A two-run blast, and the Yankees now trail 5-4.
He's not even totally committed to Oh Boy Oh Choi. I think he was trying it out there.
I think Oh Boy Oh Choi was probably his first draft.
Yeah.
Then he realized, oh, G-Man is a He-Man. And he said, but I don't want to totally ditch this one yet. So we're going to put both feelers out there.
What do you think he feels better about today?
What? Which call?
Yeah.
Probably G-Man is a He-Man.
But it's G-Mon.
But as I said, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
He was told, and he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
In my opinion.
He doesn't care. So he is going to willfully mispronounce this guy's name on every home run call just to make sure that it rhymes with his call. Sterling is, he's just the gift that keeps on giving. He is an American original. Coming up next hour here on the show, we'll have Kevin Burkhardt from Fox Sports discuss maybe Giancarlo Stanton being on the trade block right now and the controversy that Logan Morrison brought up about the home run derby, and he deserves to be in it and not Gary Sanchez of the Yankees. So we'll do that with Kevin Burkhardt coming up here. Also getting some trade deadline juice in at about 20 past the hour. But first up, Peter King has a completely absurd take. That shouldn't necessarily surprise you. It will surprise you with what sport his absurd take is about. TA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.